All right. I just made an episode, episode 22, Culture Wars Part 1. And this is going to be Part 2. And it's basically to clear a few things up with what we are dealing with and who we are dealing with. All right? And I don't have a big following. I don't know who listens to me. I don't know, you know, I just don't know. But I genuinely hope that whoever is listening to this really listens with an open mind. And if you're a conservative listening to this and you have leftist friends, family, girlfriend, boyfriend, please, I'm asking you to just make them listen to this. I don't even care if, like, you don't even have to make them follow me or you know, be an everyday listener now. I'm not asking for any follows or shit like that. This is really from the bottom of my heart. I want to educate as many people as I could on what is going on with Antifa, with BLM, with communism and Marxism. This is fucking important, guys. Because the reason why things are so fucked up and we're so divided is because people simply don't know. They listen to the media, they listen to the propaganda thinking that it's actual news, and they take that to the bank. And that's the biggest problem, okay? Now, what I'm about to tell you is not really opinion. It's not. These are facts backed by evidence it's self-evident. In fact, all you got to do is just watch footage and you'll understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. And this is the first part. This is the most important thing. Just because a group of people are called a specific name does not mean that describes who they actually are. And Antifa and BLM are perfect examples, okay? So, Antifa stands for anti-fascist, right? So if you don't know what's going on in this country, if you have no idea about riots, about looting, about Antifa in general, if you just woke up after a 20-year fucking slumber and you heard of Antifa and they're called anti-fascist, you're going to think, oh, well, they obviously don't like fascism. I don't like fascism. So, okay, yeah, they're cool. Same thing with BLM. You're in a coma for 20 years. You wake up and you hear this movement called Black Lives Matter. You say, well, I mean, yeah, I think that Black Lives Matter. So, yeah, I support them. They are banking on people like that. Because most people do not know what... They don't know the details about who these people really are and what their groups are really about. So they're banking on people having no idea and just seeing the name and right away identifying with that group. That's what they're banking on, and they succeed with a lot of that. But they use these terms, they name themselves these things on purpose, because it's very easy to say, oh, you don't support Antifa, that means that you must be a fascist. Or you don't support Black Lives Matter, the organization, that means you're a racist. That means you don't think that Black Lives Matter. And they use that and they weaponize it. And it's a very successful tactic. It really is. Especially in a society where the people are not educated on a lot of this information. They're just not. Because people are wrapped up in their own shit, their own lives. You know? This is why I make the case that I'm sorry, listen. In retrospect, I say, fuck politics. Don't pay attention to it. Just live your life. Worry about your friends and your family, your job and providing. Fuck politics. I really believe that. But in times like this, you can't. You can't ignore it. It's everywhere you go. And it's almost life or death. You got people being killed. You got riots in the street. You got to know what the fuck you're talking about. You have to. So, Antifa is full of a group of people a big group, I mean worldwide. They are a group of people who are anti-capitalist. They're not anti-fascist. They're anti-capitalist, pro-communist, pro-Marxist, and pro-socialist authoritarians. They call themselves anarcho-communists. They're not anarchists. They're not. Anarchists do not commit violence to prove a point. That's terrorism. And that's what they do. So right away, they mislead themselves. And to be honest with you, anarcho-communism is kind of an oxymoron. Because anarchy is absolutely no authority whatsoever. And everybody has control of their own destiny. And nobody control. No, there's no laws, nothing like that. And then communism is 100% authority over everybody. You have no freedoms. Everything is selected for you by the government. So it's total opposite ends of the spectrum. But that just shows how mentally disturbed these people are. They have no fucking idea about anything in life at all. So that's right off the bat. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. Anarchists do not go around committing violence in the street. True anarchists. They do not do that, especially to push a point. They don't do it. They're nihilists. They are authoritarian communists that they... This is... I can't even get the words out. I hate these fucking... And I don't hate anybody. I really don't. But these people, I just... I get a bad vibe from them. I genuinely do. They're not good people. I said that before. The reason why they are the most dangerous people in America is because they are committing violence thinking that it's justified morally. So they're committing violence for the greater good in their minds, which is the most dangerous type of person. It doesn't get more dangerous than that because now they're fighting on a moral argument. And so they are accusing Trump supporters and conservatives and patriots of being Nazis, of being racist, and all those stupid buzzwords, right? And they are saying, well, they are Nazis, and Nazis kill people. Nazis hate Jews. They hate people. So let's kill them before they kill us. People don't understand how dangerous. Even if, and Trump supporters are the farthest things from fucking Nazis. Even if we were Nazis, it gives nobody the right to attack. It doesn't. You do not have the fucking right to attack somebody based on their beliefs. Especially if it's fucking hearsay. That's why it's so dangerous to make it like a law. That if you ever run into a white supremacist or a Nazi, you could beat them up with impunity. That's so dangerous because who the fuck decides who is a Nazi? You? You? You see? So anybody. Now, if that was the law, and which is basically that's the law of Antifa, punch a Nazi, this and that. So they could all just accuse somebody who they don't like as a Nazi, and now they're going to get beat up. Even if they're not a Nazi, if they don't like them, if they just see a Trump supporter, look, Nazi, Nazi. And then a mob of people is going to kill them. That's why it's dangerous. So Antifa is not anti-fascist. Everything they do is literally fascist. Everything they do is pure fascism, authoritarian. They commit violence to prove a point, to get their way. If something doesn't go their way, forget it. This is what they're doing. You know, and some people say they have no ideology, they have no basis for what they're doing. No, they do. They want communism. They want to destroy America because I don't even know why. I mean, it's just brainwashing from school. Most of these kids are college-educated kids. Not even kids. They're fucking 40-year-olds. They're losers. And in my opinion, overall, these people, it all just breeds from jealousy, right? I said this in the episode before. These communists, Marxist, socialist, Antifa, BLM people, at the end of the day, they are jealous of the happiness of conservatives, of Trump supporters, of patriots, and of the success. They don't like that because they don't have it and they never had it. Even though a lot of them come from very wealthy families. But they lack that family unit that a lot of conservatives have and base our ideology around. This family is our rock. They don't like that. They don't like the fact that you have things because you work hard. And they don't. They don't like that. That's what Marxism is about. It's about jealousy, greed, and taking what you feel is yours and they don't deserve. The same goes for BLM. But BLM is obviously founded by a group of Marxist black lesbians. That's a fact. That's not slander. That's a fact. That are angry that America is a majority white society and white people are doing way better than blacks in America. Like 100 times better. Now, whose fault is that? That's my fault? Or is that your culture's fault? The black community is in shambles because of their culture. Not because of white people. Not because of slavery 200 years ago. Not because of the cops. It's because the culture is rotten. It turned into shit. And it's so easily proven. All you gotta do is just look at the, listen to rap music. And I said this also a few days ago as well. The things that are preached, see, and I'm not going to say all white people because there are plenty of white people that are scumbags, that idolize the wrong shit, whatever. But as a whole, my family, people I know, people I surround myself with, our culture is based on getting a good job, getting married, having kids, having a family, working really hard to support them, put food on the table, and then raise your kids to be good people, better than you. That's a big thing in at least Judeo-Christian values. You raise your children to be better than you so they can have a better life and raise their kids better than you raise your kids. And it's a chain reaction and it keeps going like that, right? You make sure you're in your child's life, you know? That's our main ideology, is to make sure our family is okay and to keep the generations going, to have a legacy, right? Morals and values, instill it into your children and into your family, and to keep that tradition going. Killing is bad. Robbing is bad. Stealing is bad. Doing drugs is bad. Selling drugs is bad. That's what our ideology is. Now, obviously not all white people. Like I said, there are so many white people that are scumbags or that just grew up a shitty way. So many. Trust me. But the black community as a whole, not everybody, but as a whole, a lot of them, listen to rap music. Listen to what they preach. A lot of white families, right? Because most of them are Christian, Jewish. We look up to certain things, right? Look up to having a family, like I said, and having a good job. While the black community, the rap music they listen to, look up. They, you know, the kids look up to the rappers who have all the money. They smoke a lot of weed. They have all the bitches, all the money, all materialistic shit, committing crimes, being cool. Being cool over being a good person. Having cool things instead of having a family. That's the fucking problem. Cool shit, having cool shit does not make your life better. It makes your life look better. But when you dig deep down, why do you think the crime rate is so fucking high? Why do you think that single motherhood rate is at 80%? Why do you think there are fucking, what, thousands and thousands of deaths in the black community by other blacks. That's, and Black Lives Matter, they refuse to acknowledge these facts, and they push all of their fucking problems, their demise, on white people and on cops. And it's not right. It's false, 1,000%, unequivocally false in every motherfucking way. And it's insulting, too, to sit there and say, I'm responsible for your failures. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm responsible for my failures. I failed a million fucking times in my life, and I'm 26. Never once blamed on anybody but myself. You know why? Because my father, which is one of the most important parts of a young boy's life, he told me, never blame your problems on anybody else. Take responsibility for your fucking problems and your actions, and take that and make sure you never make that mistake again, and just keep getting better. Use it to your advantage. Don't push the blame on other fucking people. And I took that, and it helped me in my life so much. I want to be a father. I want to have a good job. That's why I'm studying like a maniac. I want to have a good job. I want to meet a good woman who's not a whore, right? Who has a good head on her shoulders, who wants to get married, who wants to have a big family and just raise my children instead of being fucking worried about what everybody else thinks, instead of, you know, being this empowered woman that doesn't need no man and fuck kids and, you know, not fuck kids, like fuck having kids, you know, like, and being all about what people think and optics. You know, I want a wife who has the same ideology as me, that wants to raise a family and keep our generation going, our DNA going, and make them better than we are. And I want to raise my kids. I want to have a wife. I want to show my kids what a good family looks like. And show them the most important fucking thing in life is family. That's all you got in the end. These values are lost in the black community. They're lost. 80%, 79% of black kids grow up without a father. Do you understand how fucking terrible that is? And do you understand that that is the majority of the reason why the black community is in shambles right now? Do you understand that? You see, as a normal human being with a half a brain, we notice patterns, right? We see a problem and we say, okay, why is this a problem? And we look at, let's see all the disparities in the black community. And let's compare them to white people that are doing better. Let's compare them to back in the day. So, okay, the white children fatherless rate is about 30%, which is high, but it's 30 or 40%, right? Now, and then look at the black community, it's about 79%, okay? Now, let's look back to the 40s and the 50s and before. The single motherhood rate was at like 4%. It was almost non-existent. Black community was doing 1,000 times better. They were even doing better than white people at that time. And this was in the 40s and the 50s. Right? Now, you take those two things, and you also look at the fact that the culture was different. See, black people are not inherently like this. They're not predisposed to not have family values. They had more family values than white people back in the day. Family was everything to them. And you could still see it in black people. They love the cookouts. They love their mamas. They are very ideologically conservative. And I know liberals hate hearing that because they know it's true. Black people are very conservative people. They are big on family. But what happened was they got lost somewhere because of the Democratic Party, right? Because they incentivized single motherhood. Now that whole family unit thing, that's all gone. It's lost in the sauce. It's over. And the black community is in a rapid fucking decline. And it's like a chain reaction. I'm not going to go through it again. My last episode, well, two episodes ago, the one that I posted yesterday, you got to listen to it. I laid it out fucking perfectly. Patterns, patterns, patterns. We got to acknowledge patterns. That's how you fix things. If you keep making the same mistake over and over again, nothing's going to change. Listening to rap music that talks about all this negative shit that does not help you as a human being is detrimental. I listened to it when I was a kid. And my father used to fucking yell at me like you wouldn't believe. And I used to get so mad. Like, it's just a fucking song. And I realized why he did that. Because if you keep filling your brain with that negativity, you're going to become that. You're going to become that. My father's big on stop filling your brain with negative things, with negativity, with angry things. Fill it with happy thoughts. Don't watch scary movies. Watch something happy. Watch something funny. Because you become it. If you're always watching comedy things, you're naturally going to be a happier guy. But if you keep watching horror movies and listening to negative fucking music and crime, and you just flood your brain with that, especially as a young kid, that's who you're going to be, because that's what you're always going to be thinking about. And eventually you turn into what you're always thinking about, what you're always surrounded by. That's why selecting your friends is important. You know? I was lucky. I got away from bad people. But I could have very easily went down the worst path. And I started going down that path. You know? Just hanging out with the wrong people. Getting myself mixed in some not good shit, man. I'm telling you. But I cleaned my shit up. Because I realized, okay, you know what? Obviously things are not going too great. And my father always told me, you are who you hang out with. Right? And people are going to treat you the way that, you know, people are going to treat you accordingly. Could you fucking let me in, asshole? I fucking hate these people. I really do. The fuck's your problem? You gotta be smart with who you associate with and what you surround yourself with and what you listen to and what you watch. And in the black community, rap music and shit is a big, it's a big part of the community. It's a big part of their culture. I get it. But I think, in my opinion, the rappers and shit, it's on them. They should start making good shit with good lyrics and things to help you and to help kids. Cardi B talks about how she's proud to be a fucking slut. So now, and you're making it, it's a known thing now. They want it to be acceptable to not get married, to just spread your legs for anybody. You're an empowered woman. You don't need kids. That's what we're put on this earth for. Think about it. People don't realize this. Once you die and you don't have kids, your DNA stops right in its tracks. That's it. That's it. There will never be anybody with your DNA ever again in the history of mankind. Now, I know, I guess that doesn't mean much to people, but it means something to me. I want a legacy, you know, and I want my fucking DNA to go on and on. That's what I want. That's what we're, in my opinion, and in my faith, we are put on this earth to keep the human race going. It's very important to me. But they're pushing this narrative that's not why we're put on this earth. It's okay to have multiple boyfriends and to fuck as many guys as you want. No man can tell you what to do, which, okay, fine. No man can tell you what to do, sure. But to definitely not get married. It's just a part of the patriarchy and gender roles. I don't know. We've been on this earth for 200,000 years. I think we've been doing something fucking right. even though we're in turmoil right now, the human race is better than it's ever fucking been. And if you look at polls, if you look at statistics, people that are married are overall so much fucking happier than a 35-year-old single woman with no kids that just has sex with different people. It's not in a woman's DNA to not have kids and be okay with it. It's not. That's a fact. Women biologically yearn to have children. That's why you see these middle-aged or these 30, 40-year-old women, they have a bunch of dogs and they treat them like children because they have to satisfy that urge to raise a child, to be a mother. But they don't want to disappoint the fucking feminists that'll call you a gender traitor or whatever they call you. Think about that. And honestly, if you don't want to have kids, that's on you. I don't really give a fuck. I don't think you're less of a person. You have every right to not have kids. But stop pushing the narrative saying that it's normal and, you know, like, it's you. If you do have a family, you do get married, you have kids, you're not really a feminist or you're not really a woman. Or you're falling to the trap of feminism. It's not true. It's not fucking true. Honestly, since I was a kid, since I was a young kid, getting married and finding a wife and having kids was all I ever wanted. That was always in my head. Maybe I was different, but that was, until this day, that's still my fucking priority. That's still my end goal, is to find a girl that I love and that loves me, and to have a ton of kids, boys and girls and whatever, right? Get married, have kids, have a really good job, support them, raise them, make them better than me, give them a good life, but teach them really important life skills so maybe they could fucking change the world. And they could raise their kids better than I raised them. Like, to me, that's the only point. That's the end game for me. You know? That's the end game. And that's why when I dated, I was in a relationship with a girl for 9 years, thinking that I was going to marry her, right? And I was perfectly fine with that. That's all I wanted. And then when we break up and I don't have anybody or I'm not with anybody, now I'm like, well, I guess my world kind of comes crashing down. Because in my head, I was already set. I was like, this girl, like, I'm going to marry her. We're going to have a ton of kids, and we're going to have a nice family. That's what I wanted. I was happy with that. I was at peace, you know, but things happen. And now that I don't have someone who I could potentially marry, it takes a shot to your soul a little bit. You know, I'm not playing sorry me, but that's just a fact, because that's what my life has always been surrounded around. That's what you pick girls for. You choose the woman that is going to be the best fit as a mother and as a wife, that will raise your children the best in your eyes. And I don't give a fuck if some angry feminist says that that's sexist. Fuck you. That's not sexist. Because most women, they hear that, a normal female hears that, and they love it, because most women, they want to hear that because they want to get married. They want to have children. It's not a fucking gender role. It's not manufactured. It's the way that biology and life is. Stop fucking fighting it. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting biology. You always say the conservatives are so anti-science. No, motherfucker. You are anti-science. You are anti-biology. You say that we're anti-science, yet you say that there's no such thing as male and female. That there's no difference between men. Like, you don't know. Like, you're so fucking backwards, all of you. I don't know where I was going with this. I was talking about Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives Matter, I mean, it all kind of circles into that, you know? So, I don't know. I was kind of all over the place. But I hope you guys really listen to this. I really do. I hope you fucking listen to this. I hope you show a liberal or a feminist or a Black Lives Matter supporter, friend of yours or family, show them this. And just let them hear another position. Because odds are they live in an echo chamber. They don't hear other sides. They don't. So, the moral of the story, Don't just take things at face value. Just because something is named a certain thing doesn't mean that that's who they really are and that's what they're about. A lot of times it's the opposite, and it's just a play on words to influence the masses and the uneducated and the ignorant. That's what it is. Trust me. All right. I'm ending this episode. I don't think I'm going to be posting another one till Monday or whatever. So enjoy the weekend. Remember, happy thoughts, happy things. No, don't do negativity. Inform yourself what's going on. That's important. From the right information, the correct outlets. Do your research. But overall, listen to good music. Have fun. Go bowling. Go to a club. Have a few drinks. Enjoy yourself. Surround yourself with family and happy thoughts and friends. That's it. That, to me, that's the key to a happy life. Talking from experience. I've been on both ends. I've been really in a really dark place. And I realized I flooded my brain with negative shit, with negative people. And I cleaned that up, and I'm a much happier person. And don't take my word for it. Try it out yourself. Get away from the negativity and bring some positivity and happiness into your life. I'm out.